bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
What's up, hip hop heads? Welcome back to the Top 5 Hip Hop Podcast. For this episode, we dive deep into the most explosive tracks that shook the rap game. We are counting down the top 5 male rap diss tracks that ignited the rap scene, leaving a trail of lyrical fire in their wake. So strap in, it's about to go off. Right. Let's get started. At number 5. Tim Dog Fuck Compton, 1993. Before the more well-known East Coast-West Coast beef hit its peak, Tim Dog fired the shots with this provocative diss aimed at Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. It was raw, aggressive, and didn't hold back, setting the stage for the territorial battles to come.
Shit, motherfucker, step to the ranch here, 'cause Tim Dog is here. Let's get right down to the nitty gritty and talk about a bullshit city. Talking about niggas from Compton, they're no comp and they truly ain't stomping. Tim Dog, a black man's Taz, I'm so bad I whip Superman's ass. All you suckers that riff from the West Coast, I'll diss and spray ass like a roach. You think you're cool with your curls and your shades, I roll thick and you'll be yelling out rage. A hard brother that lives in New York, where suckers are hard and we don't have to talk. Shut your mouth before we come out stomping, hey yo, easy. Fuck Compton.
Fuck Compton. Fuck Compton.
Yeah.
Fuck Compton.
Oh yeah.
Number 4. Cannabis Second Round KO. 1998. Now, this was a lyrical clash of the titans. Cannabis, the young upstart with complex rhyme schemes, went toe-to-toe with veteran LL Cool J. It was a battle of technical skill and witty wordplay, proving that even legends could get dissed.
Respect that I deserve, well I'ma take it by force. With a make you somersault, shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderbolts. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack verse. That was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, 'cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his soul, rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, now at least I know what beef is. It's not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A f***er trying to make a living off of dissing. Somebody that he gotta know is better than him, but he feeling himself, 'cause he got more cheddar than him. Well, let me tell you something, you might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat it in like me. And if you really wanna show off, we could get it on live in front of the cameras on your own sitcom. I let you kick a verse, fuck it, I let you kick them all. I'll even wait for the studio audience to applaud. Now watch me rip the tap from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard award in front of your mom. Your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn, call Minister Farrakhan so he can persuade me to squash it. I say no, he started it. He forgot what a hardcore artist is. A hardcore artist is a dangerous man, such as myself, trained to run 20 miles in soft sand, on or off land, programmed to kick hundreds of balls off land from a lost and forgotten land. You done did it, man. You done spit it some whack and probably thought that because it's been a minute I forget it. That, 'cause like Common and Cube, I see the f*** in you, and I'ma make the world see you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new lyrical weight champion by second round knockout.
Number 3. Tupac Hit 'Em Up, 1996. This one's a classic for a reason. Tupac's raw, anger and venomous lyrics towards Biggie Smalls, Puffy, Junior Mafia and the whole East Coast scene made it a cultural phenomenon. It was the ultimate middle finger in a time of heightened rivalry, and it still echoes through hip-hop history.
Bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to first off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia. Some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunna keep on busting at the fools. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I let the niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side.
Number 2. The Notorious B.I.G. Kick in the Door, 1997. Biggie Smalls, the King of New York, wasn't about to back down from a lyrical challenge. Kick in the Door was his swaggering response, asserting his dominance with cinematic beats and confrontational metaphors. It was a reminder that Biggie was the one to beat.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie.
This goes out to
Biggie.
You.
Biggie.
This goes out to you and you and you.
Biggie.
And you. This goes out to you. This goes out to
Biggie.
You. This goes out to you and you. You,
Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and rapper dons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, tote iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with O's I never seen before. So Jesus, get off the notorious us before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie,
how are you gonna do it? Do it.
Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't
hit me
no
more. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. The undisputed king of diss tracks, the one that changed the game forever. At number 1. We have Nas' Ether, 2001. Nas' Ether. This was a surgical takedown of Jay-Z, with razor-sharp wordplay, intricate flows, and devastating punchlines. It was in response to Jay-Z's The Takeover, and it, in my opinion, raised the bar for lyrical warfare and cemented Nas' legacy as a firm hip-hop icon. There are still debates about who won. For me, it is clear.
Fuck Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Jay-Z.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, flaw style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne, I got this. Lock since 9-1, I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With Hawaiian soapy fame, kept my name in his music. Check it out.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring.
Top 5. Fuck with your soul like rap ether. Diss tracks that ignited the rap game in their era. These tracks were more than just insults, they were lyrical battlegrounds where the artists pushed boundaries, showcased their skills, and shaped the landscape of future hip-hop battles. There are many other diss tracks. These are our top 5 picks for male rappers. What do you think? Let us know your suggestions. As always, like, share, and subscribe, and we continue to provide you with more top 5s. Peace and love.
Hip hop, hip, it's bigger than hip hop.